Well, I've got a little Honda, it ain't much but it's paid for.
He's got a little Honda, it ain't much but it's paid for.
Two doors is two few doors, two more doors makes four doors.
Two doors is two few doors, two more doors makes four doors.
Most times it's just a way to get from A to B. But B turns into C, then D occasionally. That's when I don't call it a car, I call it an automobile. Automobile, take me away. Take me to the forest, to the mountains, to the bay. Take me where the trees slow dance with the breeze. Automobile, take me away. To Ipanema, to Morocco, to Bombay. Take me where palm trees sway in the sea breeze. Automobile. Our love notes have fallen off the major scale.
Lover, it's a safer love, can use a stiff cocktail.
So let's take a little trip over hill and over dale.
Let's take a little trip and up by rail and up by sail.
Blind spots are on our hearts, let's get a better view. If you can't see my tears, then I can't see you.
Darling, don't you call it a car?
Call it
an automobile.
Automobile, take us away. To another year, another month, another day. To the first time we slow dance by the sea. Automobile.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 154. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Gospel Music. That is the name for the solo project of Owen Holmes from Black Kids. And that song is called Automobile and features Tracy Ann Campbell from Camera Obscura on that song. The album is called Duets, and it's spelled D-U-E-T-T-E-S, like Tiny Duets, and that's mostly what the EP is. It was released November of last year on Kill Rock Stars, and it's very good. Lots of fun. Not grand, not life-changing, but not everything needs to be, and it's a fun listen, so leave it at that. Coming up next, I've got a track by Ace Bushy Triptease. This song is called Pain in the Yaga.
Four, three, two, one.
Listen.
Yeah.
Well, are you tired of that one yet? That is Boyfriend by the band Best Coast, the project of Bethany Constantino with some help from Bob Bruno. That's off the album Crazy For You that was released in July of last year on Mexican Summer. That's one of those albums that has appeared on everyone's Best of 2010 list, so I picked it up and gave it a shot. I just, too fuzzy, too noisy. I love the pop in there, but why does there need to be so much haze put on everything? I think it's the pot smoke. Before that, we heard from a band called Ace Bushy Striptease with the song Pain in the Aga. That is on the album A Little More Suspicious in Our Fairy Tales, Please. That is on Oddbox Records, released May of last year, a band out of Birmingham in the UK. A very little punk rock album there. Some little post-punk stuff, some twee stuff. It's kind of got everything, and it's good. There's a couple of tracks on there that are very Wire, kind of Pink Flag era, which if that excites you, and it should, and it probably does if you're listening to this podcast, see if you can hunt that one down. It might be a little hard, but it'll be worth the effort. We're going to jump into a song here by Ginny O. This one's called I Do, I Do.
What's right, even after day gone night. Ooh. You told me that you like him, but he doesn't wanna know. You tried so much to take him, but there's no way to go. I know that kind of feeling, knocking on someone's door. I know the endless crying when you
Did you recognize that song? If you did, well, then you're a damn dirty metalhead. That was the band Hell Songs with the song Losers and Winners, originally recorded by Accept back in the day. That's on the band's album Pieces of Heaven, A Glimpse of Hell, that was released September of 2009 on Lovely Records, one that I just picked up recently. I think it was supposed to come out in the U.S. and never did, so eventually I just found a copy from Sweden there, and that's where the band's from Gothenburg in Sweden. And of course, if you're not familiar with the band, it's all covers of metal songs and done pretty much like that. They had an EP before that was really good as well. Not sure you'll come back to a whole lot, but it's good for more the novelty value, which is probably more than you would expect out of a project like that. Before that, we heard from Ginny O. You remember I played a song from her on the Christmas podcast a few weeks back. This song was called I Do, I Do. It's off of her album Home EP that came out on Manimal Records very end of the year, I think November or even December of 2010. And that's Annie Rax is Ginny O, if that's confusing enough for you. Coming up here, I've got another Swedish artist for you, actually. This is Säkert with the track Dansa Fasten.
De har bytt ring och slängt buketter. Jag tror inte alls på något mer, för jag trodde en gång på det här. Är ni med mig, broder, syster? För jag vet ni har varit här. Dansa fast en hjärtat brister. Dansa fast du inte är här. Jag ska dansa fasten, hjärtat brister. Ska dansa fasten, hjärtat brister. Det går sönder i takt med basen i marken. Det går sönder i takt med verkande huvud. Vulkan inuti men polerade ytan. Det här golvet ikväll jag ska vara sist här. Dansa fasten, hjärtat brister. Dansa fast du.
Home, long rides, no destination, just catching the scenery, passing by. Alright, alright, alright. If you wanna put things to bed, honey, I can understand that. You can go and rest in your head, sleeping without consequence. I'll keep quiet nothing to say.
have something new from Mammoth Life, repping their hometown in a song called An Oasis in the Midwest. That is the B-side on the band's new single, Tightrope Walker, that came out December of last year on their own label. That is something new from a band that had the number one song, in my opinion, of course, of 2010. Let's see, and before that, we heard from Hidden Pictures with the song Whitney Houston. That is the title track from a four-song EP the band just self-released back in November of last year. And that band, you may remember, had my number two single of the year. So something new from both of them to start off 2011. And we started things off with Sackert. Well, that is a track called Dansa Fasten, or something like that, if my Swedish were better. The name of the album is Facit, and that came out September of last year on Razia Records, which I guess is the label that all of her stuff comes out on, her being Anika Norlin. You may also know her as Hello Safe Ride, which is the English project, but this is the Swedish one, and it's nearly as good. This album doesn't have any giant big pop songs that make me jump up and down, but it is very solid and very good through and through, and sometimes that's enough. Speaking of enough, I see I'm about out of time, so I better get the business out of the way. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 154. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to close things this week with a track by Braids, a band from Montreal. The song I'm going to play is called Plath Heart. It was on the band's album Native Speaker, which released, I guess it comes out January 18th on K9 Records, making this the first 2011 release of the podcast. Happy New Year. Blow noise maker here, but I don't have one. Sad. So let's go ahead and end with this. As I said, it's called Plath Heart. I think you're going to enjoy it. We'll talk next week.